I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 16th. One of the parents of that seventh grader who brought an unloaded handgun to the Central Middle School in Quincy on Tuesday will face charges. Police say that parent will be charged with reckless behavior causing risk of abuse to a child and having an improperly secured firearm. Officials say the gun was unsecured in the family home. The gun has been seized by Quincy police, and the parent faces fines and possible jail time. The student will not be returning to school this year, and school officials say a hearing about that student's future will be held at a later date. Several students notified officials about the gun after the student reportedly showed it after classes outside school on Tuesday afternoon. The new Yawkey Housing Resource Center that will replace Father Bill's homeless shelter in Quincy is nearing completion. During a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday, officials said they anticipate an August opening for the new center, located across the street from the existing shelter on Broad Street. The new center will provide 30 units of permanent housing for homeless individuals, along with a 75-bed emergency shelter and services that will include a health clinic, substance use recovery center, job training, and services to rehouse individuals as quickly as possible. The $26 million project was funded through $16 million of city, state, and federal assistance and $10 million in private donations. Quincy resident Debbie Griffin spoke about how Father Bill saved her late brother from homelessness and alcohol addiction. Father Bill says they are still trying to raise about $200,000 to complete the funding and another $1 million to launch a similar project in Brockton. A stolen vehicle wanted in connection with a carjacking in another community was spotted in the midst of a funeral procession in Braintree. Five people in that car were arrested after a brief post-funeral chase resulted in the car going airborne and crashing. Braintree police noticed the stolen vehicle at a funeral procession last Friday afternoon. Rather than stop it in the middle of the funeral, more officers were called to the scene, and a plan was put in place after the services at Blue Hill Cemetery. When officers tried to stop the car inside the cemetery, the driver hit the gas. Noticing that police were posted at the exits, authorities say the driver tried to drive over the lawn, landscaping, and bushes to escape, but the car struck a boulder behind a bush, launching the vehicle airborne before it landed on West Street. The five occupants fled, but were all taken into custody. Braintree High School was briefly put into shelter-in-place orders while officers searched for the suspects. The driver, a juvenile, was arrested and charged with receiving a stolen motor vehicle and other violations. 21-year-old Melanie Lopes of Brockton was charged with receiving a stolen motor vehicle. 21-year-old Avante Taylor of Dorchester and 20-year-old Giovanni Cordova of Boston also faced charges in that incident. A man accused of murder in a Brockton shooting last year has been arrested after a police chase and a crash yesterday in Raynham. 24-year-old David Lynch was on the state police most wanted list for a shooting that left a 26-year-old man dead in Brockton back on November 2nd. Police said Lynch was seen in an SUV in the parking lot of Middleborough's Holiday Inn yesterday afternoon. He allegedly fled from troopers, ramming two police vehicles and jumping on Route 44. After police say they lost sight of him, he was involved in a crash with another vehicle. The driver of the other vehicle was seriously injured and taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Brockton. Police said Lynch and a male passenger fled on foot but were taken into custody. A gun was found in the SUV. Lynch facing charges, including murder for last year's shooting. The passenger also is facing charges. The farmers market at Kilroy Square in Quincy Center will open for the season today. The market will be open Fridays from noon to 5 through October 27th. And the original Quincy Farmers Market, now in its 42nd season, will open this coming Sunday at St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. That market will be open every Sunday from 12:30 to 4 p.m. A blood drive today at Coddington Hall on Coddington Street in Quincy Center. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will be holding that blood drive from 9:30 to 4 for the Dana-Farber Cancer Center and Brigham and Women's Hospital. Donors will receive a $10 gas card. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center hosting an after-hours 80s-themed dance party tonight. Live music, a cardio dance workout, trivia scavenger hunt, retro video games, and a cash bar, all part of the celebration, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., free for anyone 21 and older. The Lincoln-Hancock School Parent Teacher Committee will host a Touch a Truck fundraiser at the school tomorrow from 11 to 3, featuring vehicles from the Quincy Police, Fire, DPW. There'll be bouncy houses, a dunk tank, face painting, raffles, and food trucks. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow shot up 428 points. The NASDAQ rose 156, and the S&P added 53. Asian stocks logged some moderate gains. The euro rose and oil is at $70 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox host the Yankees tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, some hazy sunshine, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, high 83. For tonight, cloudy, a low 58. Tomorrow, off and on showers throughout the day. Cooler with a high of 68. Some scattered showers. For Father's Day on Sunday with a high of 65, and then Juneteenth on Monday, some scattered showers, a high 70. But the boater waves about a foot, wind out of the southwest, right now at 5 knots, becomes southeasterly later today, and a high tide at 11 a.m. Sunrise at 5:06, set at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 16th.